Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. Oh, did you catch last week's show? You know, the last 2 weeks were pre-recorded, I have to admit, because I was away on vacation. But last week's show with Christopher Bates, that one is a really special show, all about the mind of the universe. So please, if you have not yet checked it out, please do so. It was a wonderful show. I am very sad to announce that my scheduled guest for today could not make it, had a last minute issue. So it's going to be just me here with you for the hour. So we're going to have to switch our topic. However, you know, a couple of weeks I haven't done a me only show, but I don't have a me only show for November. So this is our chance to chat. So please, if you have questions, comments about my topic, which I'll introduce after my blog post, please chime in. I would love the interaction. I'd love to know how you're feeling, what you're doing, how things are going. So let's get started with our blog post from a couple of years ago. And this one is entitled, is an interesting one, Through Gratitude, We Can Go From Pain to Freedom. Gratitude is a very important, powerful tool. It can help us to deal with some of the most difficult times. Finding something to be grateful for can be a challenge. Yet when we do, we can transform almost anything in our lives, especially our trauma. We may look back on our lives and see a lot of pain and suffering. It can be hard to remember the good times. When we continually tell the story of our trauma, we keep feeding it and keep it alive. We continue to blame others and ourselves, and we stay the victim. The result is that we lose our agency and our power. If we decide that we've had enough of it and we want to change the story, then we can insert gratitude to create a whole new scenario. What was once an experience of neglect or pain can now be seen as an opportunity for freedom. An experience of pain can now be seen as the fire that forged our metal. The anguish of abuse can be turned into a gift of a lifelong calling. In the moment, all of these are horrible and painful experiences. With time and a shift of perspective, we can undo the hold they have on us. By using gratitude to find a way to appreciate our life experiences, we can completely flip the story around. We used to talk about how neglected we were as a child, how we were left alone and not giving any guidance, and how that experience made us feel unloved and unwanted. By seeking for something to be grateful for, we can totally change that story. Our neglect turns into our freedom. We are no longer left alone to fend for ourselves. Now, we say that we are given so much freedom so we could find ourselves. The lack of guidance turns into an opportunity to discover for ourselves our own unique path. And that feeling of being unloved and unwanted turns into a story of how much they loved us so that they could allow us the freedom to find our own way. Now, we truly have something to be grateful for. Our story changes and we no longer tell the tale of pain and neglect. That story is now one of joy. We had to find ourselves and how grateful we are to have had that experience. Just like that, our whole world changes with a simple shift in perspective and with an eye towards what we have to be grateful for. We have reshaped our entire experience. Not in some ungrounded, whimsical way, but in a very real, very substantial way. All it takes is seeing through the eyes of gratitude, of being willing to consider that regardless of how much pain and suffering we have endured, that there is something to be grateful for. It may feel at times that there is nothing in our pain that we have to be grateful for. And that is okay for the moment. When we are truly really ready to give up our pain, then we have the opportunity to start to change. And in that special moment, we can at least try to see through the eyes of appreciation and gratitude. Do you have a pain you are tired of holding on to? Are you willing to see it through the eyes of gratitude? So I wrote this blog post a couple of years ago, I believe around Thanksgiving time, you know, around this time of year. And I believe, I don't remember exactly, but I believe this was after I had a ceremonial experience, and somebody asked me about sort of my history, my childhood, and I spoke about how, you know, I didn't get much guidance, didn't really have much of a role model, my father, and kind of felt alone on things. And they were like, wow, so they gave you the opportunity to find it for yourselves. And I was like, oh. And that kind of shifted and changed things for me. And I know, you know, just flipping and telling a different story from a different perspective, it doesn't always stick right away. We don't always feel it in our nervous system, which is why we need to repeat it and retell it and remind ourselves about it and really feel it for ourselves. But it was almost like someone turned a light on and I didn't even realize the room was dark. And I was able to see things in a way that I'd never really seen before. That what had always been for me a situation of neglect, of feeling unloved and uncared for, actually gave me the room and the space to be my own person, to find my own way, to learn how to go through things without a preconceived notion of who I am. And I never really thought of it that way because I guess I had always felt like, you know, when I hear other people's story of their relationship with their parents and, you know, the role models they had growing up, and I felt like I never had that. You know, we always tend to focus on what we didn't have. And it felt like there was this emptiness, there was this gap. And when this person kind of shifted my perspective, and I realized, oh, and that was also an opportunity. Like that was freedom that many people never had. You know, some people have parents that are so strict and so on top of them, and so like managing, every little thing that they do and what they say, it really it never really dawned on me that that gave me a certain internal freedom and external freedom that many people never had. And so it gave me an appreciation for what I went through and how I went through it, and realized that, wow, like I actually did have a lot of freedom to form my own opinions, to form my own thoughts, to find my own way through things. And somehow, just in that moment, when that sort of aha from that insight, from that recommendation, it brought a sense of peace. It brought a sense of, you know what, they may not have been doing that consciously. I used to say that just my parents were caught up in their own emotional stuff, so they were unavailable for me as a child. And so, yeah, maybe that situation was not one that they planned. They said, okay, let's let Sam go and do what he wants, be what he wants. No, it wasn't necessarily conscious. But on a soul level, on an energetic level, actually, in some ways, it was perfect. And I realized that when I can be grateful for what I experienced, even if it was painful, even if it was uncomfortable, even if it was traumatic in some way, that gratitude for whatever aspect, for whatever perspective, for whatever little thing I can find to be grateful for around the situation, it lightens everything up. It creates more room and more space for more possibilities. And so it brought me to a place of, I wonder where else in my life that I don't like, that I don't tell a very supportive story about. Where else can I be grateful for something that maybe is a little challenging to be grateful for? And look, I've had a lot of hard times in life. I mean, life is good right now for me. I have to admit that. But it took a long time for me to be able to say that. And it's not that life was always hard. There were always moments of joy, of happiness. But I didn't feel it in my body that life was good for me, that I was really enjoying my life until recently. And so now I have this opportunity to go back over and look at my life. And even when it didn't feel good, what was there to be grateful for? To just ask that question in whatever situation, what was there to be grateful for? Just asking that question alone makes such a huge difference. And when we ask that question, when we direct our mind to look for something to be grateful for. You know what? We often find it. So I guess that would be my question to all of you, my loyal listeners for the week. What pain, what trauma, what tragedy, what grief, what loss have you experienced in your life that you can ask, what around it do I have to be grateful for? What about it can I be grateful for? What aspect of this pain, of this loss, can I be grateful for? And maybe the answer doesn't come up right away. These kinds of questions are the kinds of questions you just got to sit with. You just got to percolate with. You just got to give space for and allow them to roll around inside your consciousness and see what will rise up, what will come up for you. And it can take time. It's not that when we ask right away, what is there to be grateful for around this painful situation? That's like, oh yeah, it's obvious, it's this. No, sometimes it takes a bit. And sometimes we need help. Sometimes we need an outside source, someone else who can see things a little differently, who's not emotionally tied to our situations, that we can say, you know, I'm trying to find something to be grateful for around this situation. I just can't. Can you help me with that? Maybe when we engage a friend, maybe when we engage a mentor, an advisor, a coach, a life guide, or an elder, and we just ask for their help. Maybe then we can find something to be grateful for around this situation. And there are many things in my life, many things that have been challenging, difficult, even painful, traumatic, that if I sit with it and I ask that question, what do I have to be grateful for around this? Something comes up. It's much easier now than it would have been in the past to do that. But the more I ask the question, the more I get that to just be part of the way I see things, the more it will bubble up. And if something comes up and it doesn't quite feel right or real, if I can't feel it in my body, then I keep looking for something else until I really hit it. Because sometimes the first thing that comes up isn't necessarily the one that's truly in alignment for us, is something truly that we can feel. So if we can't, what's something else to be grateful for? What's something else to be grateful for? And when we hit that thing, when we hit that thing that really resonates with us, we'll feel it in our body. We'll feel it here in our heart. And then we know, okay, I really got it. Because if we don't really feel it, if it doesn't really resonate with us, then we're not really going to feel grateful. It's not really going to help. So it's not always a process that happens instantaneously. It's not a change that happens overnight, but it's a change that if we keep at it, can happen. Okay. So that's my blog post for this week. It's entitled, Through Gratitude, We Can Go From Pain to Freedom. And of course, you can always find my blog post at my personally branded website, theconsciousconsultant.com. And always on the Talk Radio website, talkradio.nyc/blog. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you liked it, of course, you can always get a lot more of these insights from my book, Everyday Awakening, You Are More Powerful Than You Know. And that's really what it's all about. It's about shifting perspectives on 126 different things to help you to see that you are more powerful than you realize. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to start talking about our topic for this week, which is, what is luck? having just come back from Ireland, and people talk about the luck of the Irish all the time, let's talk about that. And I'm going to talk about my experiences and what I learned and experienced in Ireland and how that relates to this idea we have known as luck and some personal experiences where I might think I'm lucky and you might think, that doesn't sound so lucky to me, Sam, but I'll tell you why I think it is. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc, all over social media and all over all the podcasting platforms. And we'll be right back to continue our show in just a moment.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
If you don't have your health, what do you really have? It's time to feel good in your body and shift from struggle to ease. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul, where we explore the sacred wisdom of your body while you sit back, relax, and go on a journey of self-discovery. Join me every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to awaken your heart, transform your well-being, and unlock a deeper understanding of yourself.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So I'm very sad that my scheduled guest, Christine McCleave, could not make it today. We were going to all talk about sort of indigenous challenges and perspectives and what the indigenous cultures contributed to the psychedelic movement and the need for recognition of that. But unfortunately, again, going back to my blog post, I have to be grateful for the fact that she's given me an opportunity by not showing up today to talk about some stuff that recently happened and what I learned. And so I decided to talk about luck today because, you know, we all say good luck to each other. We all have this perspective, oh, if I can just be a little more lucky, and that, you know, luck is what turns things around in our life, and that if we're lucky, like things go the way we want, and we'll have, you know, more money, better lovers, a happier life, all this stuff. And you know, there's this term, and I've heard it since I was a little kid, about the luck of the Irish, how the Irish are so lucky. And, you know, I've known Irish people my whole life. The neighborhood I grew up in the Bronx was a very Irish and Italian and Jewish neighborhood. So I had lots of Irish friends. But I never really knew what was meant by the luck of the Irish. You know, I heard about kissing the Blarney Stone and stuff. And so my wife and I decided to take a vacation. We didn't really go away during the summertime. So we took a little trip to Ireland. And why did we choose Ireland? No specific reason, except it was a short flight. It was a European country. It's close. So we went for 2 weeks to Dublin, Galway, and Cork. And we really had a wonderful time there. And it's always so interesting coming from the United States, where the country is relatively young, that even though we've been around a couple hundred years, but relatively speaking, we're not that old. And when you go to a place like Ireland, where there are castles and ruins and things have been around for hundreds and hundreds, even 1,000 years, you know, it gives you a different sense, a different perspective on things. And so one of the things that I heard over and over again on different, little tours, different places, was pretty much how the Normans, the British, sort of conquered Ireland over 800 years ago, and that Ireland was under British rule for 800 years. And it wasn't until the 1920s and the rebellion that Southern Ireland found its freedom. And it really kind of struck me, like, Irish people really haven't been that lucky, that they've fought over and over and over again for their freedom and kept getting defeated. And yet, with all the pain they've endured, with all the things they've experienced, when you talk to just the average Irishman, woman, the cab driver, the person at the pub sitting next to you having a stout, they always have a joke at hand, a story to tell. There's a laugh there. There's always something there that makes you feel like, you know, they're glad to be alive. And I found it just quite interesting that even though the history of Ireland is filled with brutality and death, that still, as a people, there's such a joy in them. There's a song in their heart. There's always a chuckle to be had. So the luck of the Irish. What is the luck of the Irish? And it kind of, I guess, brought up for me this whole idea of, you know, what is luck? You know, people say we create our own luck. People say it's our vibration. What is luck really all about? And then I had my own experience, and I'll get into that after the break. I had my own experience that kind of helped me to really relate. And in some ways, I feel this experience was very, very symbolic of the luck of the Irish. And even though there were things that really made me kind of sad, I really so appreciate the spirit of the Irish people. This is not to say they're perfect. This is not to say that they're always all wonderful, all great. You know, they're people like any other people. There's wonderful and not so wonderful aspects. This idea of the luck of the Irish, it just fascinates me. And so we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what was my experience with luck and what really is luck. What is it all about? What is it? What do we mean even when we use the word luck? And we'll get into all of that right after this.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Right here on talkradio.nyc.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be frank about health with all of you.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we're talking this week all about luck. Luck of the Irish and luck in general, my experiences in Ireland. So, you know, I had this really interesting experience. And to me, it's so symbolic, I feel, of the luck of the Irish. Because one thing that I learned in seeing some of the different sites and going into some different cathedrals and churches and tours and stuff, you know, that Ireland has always been very traditionally a Catholic country since Catholicism came there. And then Protestant dominated England came in, and the Protestants and the Catholics fought fiercely, and to me it was such a sad thing that a religion by someone who was absolutely a peace advocate was twisted and turned, that literally two different sects of the exact same religion are killing each other because they believe things a little differently. And so with all this death and destruction and enslavement that happened over the centuries, how could the Irish still be so happy-go-lucky in a way? So, one of the last places I got to visit while I was in Ireland was the Blarney Castle. And the Blarney Castle is famous because in the castle, there is a stone, which there's this myth around called the Blarney Stone, which there's this whole mythology around where it came from, what it is. But the myth that has been going on for centuries probably is when you kiss the Blarney Stone, you'll have the gift of Blarney, the gift of gab. And it's you know, kind of a quote unquote lucky thing to get there and do it. And in order to kiss the Blarney Stone, it's really interesting. It's at a very high point in the castle. You got to like walk up, but then it's like down. So you have to actually lie down, bend backwards, bend all the way back and allow yourself to go down to kiss it. And there are a couple of guys there and they're holding on to you to make sure you don't fall. And there are these two big metal rails that you hold on to with your arms. And so it's a little uncomfortable to do and it looks a little scary to do it, but it's not that bad. I did it. And it was interesting because I was standing there waiting for my wife. My wife didn't do it. And there were other people, other couples I saw there where one person would do it and the other person wouldn't. And there was this one woman who did it in front of me. She said, I did this 20 years ago. I'm going to do it again. And I went and I did it. And then after we did that, we were walking around the grounds and there are these beautiful, beautiful grounds around the Blarney Castle. And there were some spots on it, very ancient. There were these stones that were ancient, that were, you know, kind of from pre-written history. There were areas that they said were druidic and pagan circle and altar and all kinds of stuff. And there was a fairy garden and all kinds of things. And, you know, it's October, and so it was fall, and so leaves are changing color. There were some beautiful trees there. And so we're walking around this ancient area. And there's like this path that goes like underneath a tree and you bend down a little bit. And so I go around and I turn around and I come back and I see beautiful red leaves and it just looked gorgeous. And I wanted to get a picture of it. So I turn around, I get out my phone and I'm going to take a picture. And I step back to get a slightly wider perspective and my foot hits a stone. And my right leg goes out and I try and steady myself on my left leg. And then because there are all these leaves on the ground, and it's a little moist. My left leg goes out from underneath me and I just fall down right on my left butt. And there was that moment when I was falling, I was completely out of control and I was just going down. And I hadn't had that experience since I was a kid in fifth grade when some kid pushed me and I tripped over a tree stump and I fell down and I fractured my right wrist. And I fell down and thankfully I didn't break anything. I just got a very bruised left cheek bud and thigh. And I got up and I was fine. I was just shaken by it. You know, it was kind of like a physical shock to the nervous system. And so later that day, you know, my wife and I were talking about it. And as we tend to talk about everything. And, you know, I realized, well, you know, fairies, they can be tricksters. They kind of do things to kind of fool you. And so my imagination, my hallucination is, you know, the fairies tripped me by doing that. And so I fell and I got hurt, but I didn't get really hurt. And it could have been much, much worse. You know, I could have broken a bone. I could have ended up in the hospital. And to end up in that situation when you're on vacation, you know, it's just awful. But I didn't. And I fell down and I was able to get back up. And it gave me an opportunity to think about that incident when I was a kid and breaking my wrist. To kind of relate to that and process that a little bit more and process what I experienced. And we talked about how lucky was I? Because it could have been so much worse. That people, when they have falls like that, can break a hip. It can be in a lot of pain. I mean, I was sore for a few days, but not that bad. And looking back now and reflecting on it, you know, I was saying, oh, I'm so lucky, you know, that I didn't get more hurt. And what an opportunity to relive that experience, to bring up to my consciousness this childhood experience that I could process that and be more aware of it. And in talking now about the luck of the Irish. And it was funny because this was, you know, maybe an hour, less than an hour after I kissed the Blarney Stone. That isn't that symbolic of the luck of the Irish. They got conquered, they fell down, they experienced trauma, and they got back up. We fall down and we get back up. We experience pain and we heal. We experience trauma and we process through it. So the luck of the Irish is they're still here. Is they still have life in their veins. That there's still very much a beautiful place named Ireland. With all its traditions and mythologies and culture. The luck does not mean that challenging things don't happen to us. As long as we're alive, we will face challenges, different kinds of challenges, but we're going to face challenges. The luck is, what do we do with those challenges? With how we perceive them? With how, as my blog post talks about, how can we find something to be grateful for in that challenge? Now look, I'm not saying that, you know, it didn't hurt and that it didn't put me into a bad mood for a little while. It absolutely did. But I can be grateful that it wasn't much worse. That I can be grateful that I'm still here. That I'm basically okay. And that even though I was out of control when I was falling, that maybe the fairies, even though they tricked me and they tripped me, that they made sure I didn't get too injured. And I say this kind of tongue in cheek. So the luck of the Irish, maybe it's not the kind of luck we think about when we think about, oh, I found a $20 bill on the sidewalk today. Maybe it's a different kind of luck. Maybe it's a very different perspective on luck. So what is luck? What really is luck? Well, you know what? I'm going to talk about that, what exactly it is, after we come back from this last break. So just a reminder, you are listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we will be right back to talk about what is luck in just a moment.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays. where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
So we've been speaking this hour all about luck. What is luck? And we started off with my blog post talking about using gratitude to get from pain to freedom. And so when we talk about luck, what is luck really? Luck, when we really look at what people mean when they say luck, it's really that surprise coincidence, that amazing thing that happens when least expected. In other words, it's some serendipitous event that happens. So to me, luck, we may view it as something amazing, a miracle, or just that things worked out well for someone. But to me, luck is about the perspective we bring to life. Because most people who tripped and fell during a vacation would not consider that lucky. But I consider it lucky. And even the days when we were there, and there were a couple of days when we had pretty good weather, but there were a couple of days where it rained a good part of the day and we just didn't feel like going out and doing anything. And it was great because it gave us an opportunity to relax, to rest, to not do anything. That was lucky. And even all the pain and challenges I've experienced as a child and growing up and even as an adult, those are pretty lucky too. They're lucky not because I ever wanted to experience those things. That's not the way I wanted my life to go. But I'm lucky because I've learned from all of them, that each of those experiences made me stronger, made me wiser, made me able to appreciate the good stuff that much more. So when something serendipitous happens, or when something unexpected that's not serendipitous happens, it's lucky. It's just often we don't see the luck in the moment. You know, of course, we find a $20 bill on the ground in the moment, we say, yeah, that's lucky. But sometimes maybe we're running late and we get in our car and we're driving down the highway and we're all anxious and nervous because we're late to a meeting or to meet someone or whatever. and then we pass by a really bad accident on the road, which if we had been on time, we could have been involved in that accident. Sometimes luck, we don't even know how lucky we are that we avoided something, that life allowed us to be late, allowed us to not do a usual thing or not do what we're planning on, and it turned out to be lucky. Now, look, are there some things so horrendous, so horrible that there's nothing to be grateful for, nothing to feel lucky about? Yeah, I'm pretty sure there are. But that's not what we talk about when we talk about luck. You know, we tend to think of luck as like something miraculous. But it's really all about our perspective on it. And sometimes someone can look very lucky and looks like they have a charmed life from the outside. And we have no idea that on the inside they're depressed, they're in anguish, they're suffering. And we have no clue until they commit suicide, which happened to a very good friend of mine. Luck is not about the external appearance. Luck is about what we make of it. So as I've mentioned before, the Irish, they suffered for centuries. For centuries, they suffered. They did not have their freedom. It took over 800 years for them to find their freedom. Would you consider that lucky? I don't know. But when you hear that giggle in their voice, when you listen to them tell a story to make you chuckle a little bit, when you see their general posture towards life and their joy, yeah, I would say it's pretty lucky to have that kind of attitude towards life. So we all can be lucky. It's a question of whether we decide to see our life as a lucky life or not. Do we look for what to be grateful for in any moment, in any situation? Can you find the gratitude in the most challenging aspects of life? If we can be grateful for even the most painful of experiences, when we fall down, we can be grateful for it, then maybe we're truly lucky. Me tripping, falling down on the grounds of the Blarney Castle, hey, who knew my guest wouldn't be able to make it today? It gave me something to talk about and relate. So maybe it was really lucky that I tripped and fell, so that we could talk about this during my show. So yeah, maybe you don't feel so lucky at the moment because you're struggling with something. And so my invitation for you for this coming week is to look at those difficult times in life, to look at those things that you typically look back on and look back on them with some disdain or with some painful memories associated with them, and see, is there not something to be grateful for around it? And through that gratitude, create some luck for yourself. And maybe that luck is luck you've already experienced in your life. Those unknown accidents that you avoided, those opportunities for growth that made you who you are today. And isn't that something to be grateful for? Are you not lucky to be the person you are today? Maybe luck is just the recognition that life is perfect, even when it doesn't feel like it, even when it's at its most painful and most depressing, that maybe life is still perfect. And luck is seeing that perfection where we didn't think there was perfection. Maybe luck is something beyond our ego, beyond our desires, beyond our comfort. Maybe luck is life showing us that we can be grateful just for being alive. And if we can be grateful for just being alive, are we not lucky indeed? Thank you all for joining me this week. Don't forget, if you did miss any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc and on all the major podcasting platforms like Apple and Spotify and Pandora and iHeartRadio. And by the way, if you do listen to us on the podcasting platforms, please rate us. Please give us a 5-star rating. Help us to get the word out. If you enjoyed this, you know, this hour of me blabbing on just myself, you know, I do have the gift of the blarney now. Please share it with your friends. Please help us to get the word out. I'd really appreciate it. So thank you all for tuning in. I'm wishing you all the luck of the Irish and more. And we will talk to you all next week. Take care.
Uplift, educate, empower.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be frank about health with all of you.
If you don't have your health, what do you really have? It's time to feel good in your body and shift from struggle to ease. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul, where we explore the sacred wisdom of your body while you sit back, relax, and go on a journey of self-discovery. Join me every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to awaken your heart, transform your well-being, and unlock a deeper understanding of yourself.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit medmutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO, POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.